Well, good morning, everybody. God bless us. What a joy to be here in the good house of the Lord. Special welcomes, Josh and Janelle, to you and your family who are with us. Your beautiful son will be baptized in just a moment. And a warm welcome to our catechumens from RCIA who will be receiving the rite of sending today. And then this afternoon at the cathedral will be received by the archbishop. So we have some special things happening today, and they have to do with our faith, right? And like, I got to thinking about our readings and praying about our readings, especially like, what is the thread? And it seems to me like one of them is the theme of faith. And I don't know, like, faith is one of those things that I think some of us would be hard pressed if somebody were to just like look at us and say, what is faith? We might kind of have a hard time kind of coming up with a little answer on that. So I was kind of reflecting on it with these readings. And I think faith is kind of like a jack-in-the-box. Like faith is something that like jumps and lifts us up. What do we have going on in our readings today? The first reading, beautiful story of Noah and the ark. Don't you wonder where he put the termites on his wooden ark? I always have wondered. Maybe he had a vial. But anyways, we have that story. And then at the end of it, God looks and he goes, look up. Like, look up, because there's going to be a sign in the sky. It's a rainbow to remember, to remind everybody of this covenant. A covenant is not a contract. Contract, exchange of goods and services. I give you money, you give me a service. Contract, covenant, relationship. Unconditional relationship. We see it in holy marriage. We also see it in the relationship that God has with us. But like he says, he's like whatever befalls you, human race, like whatever befalls you, look up. And that's where I want to raise you. Our second reading comes from the first pope, St. Peter. And he is talking about baptism, which we are about to celebrate, and which you are about to celebrate at Easter time. Glory be to God. And he says that in baptism, you are raised into the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone to heaven and is at the right hand of God with the angels, authorities, and powers. That like, that we are invited by our own baptism up. Like, we're caught up into Christ, who said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. And that we get to, we're caught up in that, that Jesus raises us. And then we got our gospel. We see our Lord in the very first Lent that ever happened. And he goes into the desert for 40 days. And he's tempted there by Satan. And it says that the wild beasts were unleashed upon our Lord Christ. But the good news was that God the Father sent angels who ministered to Christ, and that those angels in some ways lifted our Lord up from the wild beasts and brought him to glory. And like, friends, that's faith. Faith lifts us up, and it's maybe not even a jack-in-the-box. Maybe it's more like a rocket. And I think that flies totally in the face of what a lot of people, you know, 78% of Shelby County has no religion at all. And we got to work with that. But I think a lot of people without religion look at our faith and they say, oh, that's so oppressive. That sounds horrible. There's so many rules and all those. And like, there are rules, but they're meant to lift us up and to give us new life. And even our practices for Lent of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, those are meant to, in some ways, lift us. I'm doing one of the things I'm doing for fasting is I talked to so the diocese wants us all priests to be healthy, you know? And so they unleash all these nurses on us. And this one nurse is mine, is Lauren. I love her. She's awesome. And I called her up before Lent and I said, Lauren, I'm curious. I want to do something that's hard for Lent, penitential for fasting, but I also don't want to do something stupid. And so I said, can you help me? She says, I have an idea. Don't eat anything that looks like it came from a factory for 40 days. And I have to tell you, I feel pretty good. I've been eating a lot of smoothies, been eating a lot of fruit, vegetables. I feel like I got more energy now than I've had for a while. And I said to her, I said, Lauren, what about donuts? And She said, if you can find a donut growing on a tree, you can eat it. And she said, that's not, I said, but it's not from a factory. She said, that's artificial sugar. I said, and she says, what sugar did God give us? She said, fruit. So anyway, but like I'm working with that. But I feel good. Like it's a penitential thing, but it's elevating me. And like that's what faith can do. You know, the story of all of the saints. I'm thinking of Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine, talk about a guy who sinned in every possible way until he met Jesus Christ, and that changed his whole bloody life. And he gave his life to the Lord, and the Lord, by Augustine's faith, Jesus raises him. And he's toward the point where he says, I've never been more alive in my life. It's like Amazing Grace. I was blind, but now I see. And that's what faith can do in our own life. It lifts us and it takes us up to be healthier, happier, holier, more complete people who love better and who live better. It lifts us like a rocket. And that's pretty special. We're grateful for the gift of faith. One day, we pray. You know, Josh and Janelle are about to be asked this question. What do you ask of God's church for your son? And they will say baptism. But they could also, there's like three other options, and one of them is faith. Like the ultimate promise of this lifting up, jack-in-the-box rocket kind of thing that is faith, is that it will one day launch us into eternal life. Yeah, better, happier, healthier, holier life on earth, but eternal life in the halls of heaven. Talk about a good deal. Let's thank our Lord and let's pray for an increase in faith in all of our hearts. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.